Hello, hey you guys. I hope everyone is having a really good day, night, evening, whenever you hear this. Ow! My cat thinks I'm the floor. Anywho, today's podcast is going to be on perception. I have been so ready to talk about perception because it's something that I feel we all go through no matter what we do, no matter what person we drive to be, no matter, you know, what we just accommodate ourselves and the life we live, everyone is going to have a different perception of you, okay? So you might know who you are, but them people, let's get into it. Okay. Get into it, yeah. Perception. What is perception? So, in a kind of like social way, a person's perception of you or whatever it is around them is a different mental process that we all use. We all have it to form kind of impressions of other people, or it's an impression that someone brings to us of them, but we interpret it in our way because that's our perception. We kind of come to different conclusions about people, and it can be based off like a 5-second meet, or, you know, it could just be just really quickly and we're like, whoa, that's a mean person, or whoa, that's a freak, you know what I'm saying? Just of maybe one word they said, or a sentence they said, or kind of a look that they did. And it kind of sucks because we never know how hard someone is building themselves. And then here we go, like, oh my God, first impressions is the perception that you're bringing in. And it's crazy. You know, having good person perception skills is really, really vital for conversing with someone and having a positive outcome in that conversation. Because when you sit there and kind of listen, then you find out a little bit more. But if you are up judging or stating quote unquote facts off of a 5-second kind of 2-minute conversation, then I don't think that is good perception skills. I think that is judgy and it could go to age. So my trick, right, to kind of like getting to know somebody when the opportunity does come forward is to ask more questions, ask for more feedback, kind of look at them in the eye, look at their body language. I can usually tell when someone is like just making shit up out their ass to impress, quote unquote, impress me, or just pretending to be someone they're not. So it's just so simple for me sometimes. And then when your intention is revealed first, right, I think that gives them an opportunity to be the real self. Now, I'm not saying that everyone you meet is going to have a lying intention or it's going to pretend intention. But usually when you meet folks, it's not all the way because, you know, both of you or one of you has a wall built. You know, you don't want to share too much. You don't want to say too much in the first time you meet. Well, whatever humans want to do, you know, it depends on the day. So reveal your intention first. Reveal what you're doing there, how you feel about being there. And it's okay to be vulnerable because then their perception can't be boxed in. Their perception of you cannot be boxed in or made up. Like, you literally put yourself out there. And if they do have this mentality where they're still making shit up about you, where they're like trying to convince themselves that you're a different person than what you presented, then that is not for you. So for example, people will form a perception of you just by looking at your facial expressions, the way you stand, or even the way you shake their hand. Maybe some people like to be kind of the center of attention and talk to others, then watching. So they'll do all the talking and they see your kind of body language, and then they'll give you time to listen to them, to get your perception. But in this same kind of realm, they're learning you, but they don't know that you're learning them as well. But if they're that smart, then they know that this is a perception that they themselves are helping you build. Okay? If that made any sense. So they're talking to find out how you're going to act, to see what you're like. And then them talking is going to help. Well, what they see is going to help kind of mold your mind to believe what they want you to believe. But again, if you have really good perception kind of skills, you will definitely tell, especially in a social perception identity. So you can use the way to find out about more about people can be the way that I was just saying it. You just, you know, talk the talk and see their body language and go from there. But right away, if you're looking in, right, if you're looking into yourself, you know, how do you see yourself based on the perception of others, you can right away start to listen to your own judgment of others. Ask yourself if you have ever done something similar, or why certain things upset someone or upset you so much, because the same thing that upsets you so much can be something that upsets someone else. So immediately when you hear yourself judging, off the rip, just stop, just end that cycle right there, because then you are giving an opportunity for the next person to do the same thing to you. So just stop and kind of put your mind to a blank situation in your mind, right? And then what I love to do is keep a journal, write whatever you want, reflect your day. It doesn't have to be like considered a diary. So you could perform a daily self-reflection and try to look at yourself as an object or as a person that you've never met before. And it's hard because we know ourselves and we know who we are and we know how we feel. We know what gets us mad. We know what gets us happy. So, you know, in life, like holding perception onto the light, it's literally a lens or a mindset from which people view everything, events, things, people. Everything. And in other words, we could believe what we perceive to be accurate, and we create our own realities based on those perceptions. And, you know, although our perceptions feel very real, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily factual. So I can feel like I look at someone and they're like dangerous. And in all reality, they just look, you know, a little buff, a little stronger. They got tattoos. I'm like, ooh, they dangerous. And then you go talk to them. They're like the sweetest little thing ever. You understand what I'm saying? So don't be so quick to perceive someone in a way that you don't even know, especially if you don't even know them. It's pretty sickening. It has happened to me, I feel like, my entire life. I get sometimes a good treatment and I get a bad treatment. And it's my responsibility there to break that cycle and kind of like, look, I'm not going to stress over it. I am not stressing over somebody that thinks something of me. They could go to H. If they perceive me as a person that they heard something about me from another person, and now they added to like that snowball effect of judgment that was coming from someone else, and that's this perception of a situation or experience that I went through someone else. It will always happen. That happens sometimes. Like, you're looking at me from a different angle, and you think I'm this bad, horrible, terrible person. So you pass that along. Right? But it helps when the person has already met you. Oh, honey, you're late. You can't talk bad about me, honey. They know who I am. They know I'm an awesome human being. They know I'm helpful and I am the light. Okay? And that is how I see myself. I see myself as very bubbly. I see myself as kind of like very transparent, very real. I like to help folks. But some other people may think that, you know, I'm nosy, or some other people may think that, you know, I'm fake positive or whatever. You know, like, people think that you won't hear their perceptions, but the all reality is that their perception skills are trash, because the same person you are telling and discussing this with, your perception of me, is going to share your perception of me with me. And we're going to giggle and cackle. Okay? Just be aware of what you are saying. When you're saying these things, question it. Is this true? Or when you're even thinking it, because before we say, we think, is this true? Is she really a whore? Oh, what makes her a whore? Is it her body type? Is it her personality? Is she too nice? You understand? So before you even say anything, honestly think about it. Honestly think on why you would think this. You understand? You know when Eminem is like, I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am. I probably said that wrong, but that literally is a perfect way to see this. As a celebrity, they know who they are. Their family knows who they are, but then people are treating them like the artist, like this idol, like this god. You understand what I'm saying? And in all reality, they're reading off the internet with what people perceive of them. And they're like, what the? This is not me. This is not me. And the interviewer or the person or the fan couldn't even have a conversation with them. Couldn't even reach them to have a conversation with them. So it's easier to make shit up and lie about folks than really sit and find out the amazing fact, which is the truth. Right? In cases, what I was just doing, that self-perception, is that, you know, when I started learning myself, I started coming to conclusions about my attitudes and my feelings based on my own behaviors, right? And then I would hear things about myself, and I'm like, am I that person? So my self-perception, if I wasn't strong enough, would kind of shift to the other person's perception of me. And that's a little damaging because, for example, a person can conclude that they really, I don't know, a person can conclude about you that you are a certain way. They met you and they met you and you're bubbly, right? And that you can have no bad days. So when you do have a bad day, you're a bitch. Oh my God, something's wrong. Oh my God. Oh my God. Something. Depression. Oh my God. No. You have to realize that we are human beings. So because you met me on a good day doesn't mean that I am not another thing. Because you met me on a sad day doesn't mean that I am not happy. You understand? And I think that another great example of perception building is when you are driving a car and you are in traffic and someone is honking at you, and automatically Anna over there is a slut because she is a rude slut honking at you. And Anna could be like the sweetest lady and she's just trying to tell you that your gas tank is open. If Anna doesn't get to tell you that, then you will forever think that Anna in the fucking red Nissan is a harasser. Okay? You see what I'm saying? In Jersey, everybody's always in competition. The perception is, I'm going to cut you off. I know you don't want me there. And the person's probably like just chilling, listen to their music. I know when I get cut off, I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even like notice that. But some people are like, oh, if they see me, they're going to, you know, keep driving and not let me pass. Like, let me just, you know, cause an accident. I'm laughing because this is so true. I think that there's a lot of perceptions that come from the heart, the mind, matter and the energy part of everything. And I do believe lots in the perception of energy, because energy doesn't lie. Energy is a vibration. I have energy. You have energy. We all vibrate in a certain kind of level of frequency. So that's why I am always, I do my best to stay positive, because I do think perceptions will come from people that I bring energetically or that I'm being tested upon, because I don't always think that everyone you meet is a reflection of you. I think that the people that stay could be a reflection of you. The people that you are most around could be a reflection of you. But I also do think that you can meet someone for like 2 seconds and that doesn't mean they're a reflection of you. It all depends though. My reflection is walking around with a smile on my face. That's what I'm going to attract, because it's a magnetic wave that I am attracting. I am smiling. You know what I'm saying? But then again, there's these people that they see you a little mad. Why you mad, baby? Why you got that frown? I'm like, down, baby. Like, maybe there's a reason for that, sir. But then you smile and they smile back and you move on with your day. You understand what I'm saying? And no, they didn't make you smile. But sometimes it's just the energy that brings. And that's their magnetic way. So even if I was pissed, them saying that made me smile because they were smiling. And that's what they want to bring to their frequency. And I also do believe that if you're, you know, kind of bitchy seriously for no reason, it will end up being a reflection for you at least one day, or however often you are that person is the way it's going to reflect back. But I don't think that people stay too long when it's not a reflection of you. It can be a quick reflection, but you know, with the perceptions of people, you will come across people that are kind of a quote unquote reflection of you, especially depending on your characteristic, because you can be good, you can be bad. People will forever think what they want about you if they've never had an encounter with you, if they never had a face-to-face conversation. It just happens. And we can't stress this. We cannot. Yo, the way we can't stress this is very important. You know why? Do you know why? Huh? It's important. Just believe you can and you will. Just believe you are and you are. It's easier said than done. There's a lot of things here that are easier said than done. But when you practice it, I always tell y'all this. Tell you the same shit all the time. Sorry about that. But you know, build this habit, build this routine of not being judgy off the rip. That's why people have interviews for work. Some people are looking at the way you talk. Some people are feeling your energy. Some people are looking at your past experiences. And I think that when it is your past experience, depending on what you've done, which is the reason why we should always have like a nice little record of cleansiness to our spirit, because people will feel you and people will see what you've done before and people will see your experience. Is this a valuable person for our company? Does this person have full intention to help us, and it's not only about them making money? How can we grow with this folk? That's why they do interviews and just don't accept applications. Because you can be the best of the best at whatever you do, but then you're a fucking ass. You're an a-hole. I'm going to stop cursing on my podcast. XOXO, I'll try. But no, seriously, guys. When you find yourself meeting someone new, because it's okay, you usually know your people. Like, you usually already know your people. You have your perception of your folk. And even then, if you and your people aren't communicating too much, you can always build a perception about their situation, even if it's not true.
Because you don't always have the 411 about your people. Unless, again, you guys talk about it. You guys have a discussion. Then it's like a thing with you guys. I love that. Because then you're not prejudging and doing none of that. Or building your own character of them. But just do your best. When you find yourself having a perception or judgment of someone, fall back and ask yourself why. How can I stop this? How do I know this about them? They're going through that. I've been through that. I know what I felt. I know how I acted upon it. So what's next? How can I help them? If you're a healer, fixer, helper, you can look at it like that. But if not, just, you know, mind your business and don't be judgy. But, you know, that right now, that's all for perception. I'll probably add more little episodes, more segments onto this episode. But for now, I would just like to keep it simple. Don't judge someone of the way they of their characteristic, of the way they walk, or the way they talk, or the way they, you know, get your handshake pop. You know, people get nervous. First impressions are everything, but just be mindful that people do get nervous. That doesn't mean lower your standards at all. Doesn't mean it. Doesn't mean lower your standards. It just means take it easy. We're all human beings. And just remember, people will have a perception of you, but that doesn't mean that that's you. People will have a perception of you 2 minutes in, 3 minutes in, 5 seconds in. That does not mean that it's the real you. So relax. What others think of you is none of your business. Relax. Create who you are. You know who you are. Deep in the depth of you, you know who you are. And if you don't, learn it. Love it. The parts of you that make you feel good, make them permanent. All right? So that's that. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And you can always give me some feedback on the voice notes that Anchor does provide for you guys. Let's chat. Let's get together and probably even do a good old segment with someone else on perception. So, have a great day. Have a great night. A great morning whenever you hear this. I love you guys so much. And don't forget to follow I Dream of Nick on Instagram for more music coming soon. We'll speak soon. Bye.